With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. With winter rapidly approaching and temperatures dropping, many people get their horticulture fix with indoor plants. Many rules of thumb for outdoor plants also apply to indoor plants. Watering is the most common cause of ill-looking plants, often from overwatering. Potted plants can be either watered from above or below. The entire soil mass should be watered in either case. If from above, water should drain out into the saucer or pan at the bottom. This water should be discarded an hour after watering. If watering from the bottom, the top of the soil turning wet will indicate sufficient watering. Sometimes a crust of salt will form on the top of the soil if watering from underneath. This can be removed or can be leached out by occasional watering from above. Fertilizers should only be applied when the houseplant is actively growing, and houseplants that will be discarded after flowering will not benefit from fertilizer applications. Often, plants that lack new growth are suffering from water or light issues instead of lack of nutrients. Adding a fertilizer to the potted plant about once a month will be sufficient for most houseplants, especially for foliage houseplants that will not flower or produce fruits. Paradoxically, it is always better to under-fertilize houseplants than to over-fertilize them. This is because the roots are restricted and can be easily burned by the formulation if too much is added at once. Slow-release fertilizers such as Osmocote that add nutrients to the soil over several weeks will be the best way to avoid damaging your houseplant while still adding nutrients to the potting mix. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.